Richard Torrance and his band Eureka. That song is called The Jam. Before that, Better Change from Dan Fogelberg's second album. And we've got about 17 minutes before 3 o'clock. You're at KQRS in Golden Valley, and we'll return after these messages.
Northern Lights, Southern Cross, new music from some old friends, The Band.
It makes no
new music from Levon Helm, Garth Hudson, Richard Manuel, Mick Danko, and Robbie Robertson.
Run that rebel across the tracks where the Mountie's on his trail. He was taught, don't get caught at the mercy of the man and in jail.
The Band, a new album on Capitol Records and tapes. Northern Lights, Southern Cross, The Band, it's been worth the wait.
Available at Fancy Colors, down in the valley, 3 Acre Wood, Discount Records, both locations, and the record shops in the Dales.
The story of Owen, the legendary novel, is now a movie. Every stunning chapter, the irresistible girl called Owen, the masterful Sir Stephen, the eerie ritual of the lovers at the hidden chateau, the secret of Anne Marie and the Iron Rings, all captured in a motion picture more sensational than the book itself. The Story of O, from Allied Artists, rated X.
Be sure to see The Story of O now showing at the Skyway 1 downtown Minneapolis and downtown St. Paul at the Riviera. It's rated X. No one under 18 will be admitted at all. If you have an opinion you'd like to express on an issue of importance, why don't you take advantage of our public access feature here at KQRS? At least the people that listen to our radio station will know how you feel, and maybe you can turn some other people on to our radio station by telling them that you have an editorial on the air. Hey, that's a new one. I'll have to write that down. If you'd like to submit an editorial for use on the air, submit it to us in length of about a minute, not more than 2 minutes, but not less than a minute, and include your name, address, and a telephone number where you can be reached during the day, and send it to Speak Out KQRS Radio in Golden Valley. Our zip code is 55422. We'd like to hear from you.
For you whose eyes were open wide, whilst mine refused to see,
new album by Savoy Brown called Wire Fire, featuring Kim Simmons on guitar, and that's called Stranger Blues. Before that, Bad Company did Call on Me. I hear they're supposed to have a new album out fairly soon, one of these days. The Who before the Bad Company, Slip Kid from The Who by Numbers, and Procol Harum did Quite Rightly So. It's 2 minutes after 3 o'clock at KQRS AM and KQRS FM stereo from Golden Valley. We'll take a look at the news after these messages.
Ski Trollhagen and enjoy special prices every Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday is Ladies' Day. Thursday, it's Men's Day. The special package includes a lift ticket, a ski lesson, special luncheon with hot wine, and free babysitting services, all for $8. Or Trollhagen has a night skiing special Monday through Thursday from 3 to 10 p.m. for only $3, with rental equipment at just $2. Trollhagen is just an hour away at Dresser, Wisconsin. And if you need directions, you can call this number toll-free, 433-5141.
Like the morning sun that always comes to make a day begin. Like a field that comes up green and tall when it's carefully sown. She just naturally chooses arpeggios organically grown. A sweater you can see that suits her perfectly, organically grown.
Hey, it's a sweater, you know. It's not something to eat. Yeah, and it's a beautiful sweater, too. It's skinny or bulky. It's light and dark. It has warm arms and a sexy neck and a beautiful body. And it's soft and nice to be near. Yeah, organically grown. It's beautiful.
She just naturally chooses arpeggios organically grown.
Arpeggios organically grown sweaters are now at Powers.
This is the new Sly Stone on Epic Records, High on You. Sly is back with music to get you feeling good, and Epic invites everyone to get high on Sly this week at any of five wax museums, Music City, or Positively 4th Street. Stop down between now and Saturday to register for a spiffy, colorful I Get High on You Sly Stone t-shirt. Drawings on Saturday the 31st. The t-shirts are done in superb graphics, and they also feature the store name. And of course, be sure and pick up Sly's new I Get High on You album. Go on, get high on Sly this week. Register to win a Sly t-shirt, too, at any of the five wax museums in town. Positively 4th Street or Music City.
High on Sly. Pretty easy to do. He's a good musician. Well, we have a little bit of news for you. First of all, some news. Some news is at the end of January, the temperature in the Twin Cities is 41 degrees Fahrenheit. I wonder what the record is for today. I'm not sure. Maybe they'll send one across later. But also an interesting weather statistic is that we have northwest winds at 29 miles an hour, gusting to 42 miles an hour, making it very brisk. And I wonder what that brings the wind chill down to. 41 degrees with 42 mile an hour gusts. Mostly sunny in the Twin Cities. We'll get to the rest of the weather in a moment. The Senate voted today to override President Ford's veto of the $45 billion money bill containing funds for health, welfare, and job programs. The Senate vote of 70 to 24, or seven more than the two-thirds needed, enacts the measure into law. Earlier in the day, White House News Secretary Nessen said the president is disappointed that Congress, as Nessen put it, talks fiscal responsibility on one hand and then votes the same old way. Nessen said the president thinks individual budget increases are unwise, and he feels the American people are behind his fiscal policies. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says Turkey, Morocco, and Portugal are questioning American resolve because of U.S. actions in Angola. General George Brown told the House Armed Services Committee today that the three nations have voiced concern of U.S. commitments. Brown's testimony comes one day after the House joined the Senate in blocking the use of American funds in Angola. Meanwhile, in London, British mercenaries reportedly left Britain by plane today on their way to fight in Angola. They reportedly will join the Western-backed United States and South Africa-backed liberation group known as the National Front. In Washington today, Senator Robert Byrd has called for a mandatory death penalty for anyone convicted of a bombing that results in a death. The West Virginia Democrat, also a presidential hopeful, said the bill was designed to stem the rising tide of bombings in this country. Well, from Zodiac News, today the same corporations which produce most of America's throwaway containers are reportedly gearing up to cash in on the tons of trash churned out each day in the U.S. Pacific News Service reports that the packaging industry has formed a trade association known as the National Center for Resource Recovery. The center has launched a multi-million dollar program to construct recycling plants that can recover valuable metals and material at garbage dumps in the largest U.S. cities. Among those involved in the new project are Coca-Cola, U.S. Steel, Reynolds Aluminum, Alcoa, Continental Can, and Budweiser. The organization is chaired by Pepsi-Cola's Donald Kendall. The packaging industry, which uses nearly half of all the paper in the country each year, has strongly lobbied against deposit or returnable bottles and cans. Pacific News states that the industry is encouraging Americans to use throwaways and then is quietly cornering the market for the recovery of materials from throwaway containers. Pacific News says that the packaging industry is, quote, sniffing a gold mine in the nation's garbage pits. It's kind of a nice way of saying it, I think. Business Week magazine reports that the nuclear industry and U.S. government officials are becoming very alarmed about what to do with the ever-increasing amounts of nuclear wastes from atomic power plants. The magazine cites one problem area in near Ontario, Canada, where radiation leaks from buried nuclear materials have already caused bone marrow abnormalities in several people, forced the abandonment of a school and five homes, and brought the radiation counts in 70 homes above normal levels. In the United States, similar problems are being encountered. The Environmental Protection Agency reported last week that plutonium isotopes have moved more than 200 feet from where they'd been buried at the Maxey Flats nuclear burial site in Kentucky. The General Accounting Office is out with a new report warning that buried radioactive materials are not staying buried as predicted. Instead, they are working to the surface or are contaminating underground water supplies. Business Week warns that the ground leakage of radioactive material could grow worse in the upcoming years. The magazine says that there is nearly a ton of plutonium buried at scattered sites across the U.S., and it seems just a question of time before some of that deadly material surfaces. In the meantime, the U.S. government's nuclear agency is again back to where it started 25 years ago, storing wastes in above-ground casks, waiting for the nuclear waste problem to be solved. And speaking of waste and pollution, the Environmental Protection Agency has approved and will soon send to Congress an administration plan that effectively hamstrings the 1972 Water Pollution Control Act. The administration's legislative plan includes amendments to the act which will slash some $300 billion from the $440 billion originally pledged by the government to clean up the nation's rivers and waterways. The $440 billion original outlay will be trimmed to $67 billion, beyond the $18 billion that has already been appropriated. Most serious side effect of the cutbacks will be felt in the area of collection and treatment facilities for municipal stormwater runoffs. Such runoffs are a principal source of water pollution in urban areas. Currently, federal grants are available to local governments to deal with the problem, but under the terms of the new amendments, those grants will be completely eliminated. Another of the administration amendments will grant the EPA permission to grant six-year extensions to the 1977 deadline for installing secondary sewage treatment facilities. The EPA says that 9,000 communities, including 60% of the national population, will be unable to meet the 1977 deadline of clean water. Critics of the Ford amendments, including virtually every major environmental organization, say that if they are passed, the effect will be an almost total abandonment of the goals of the Water Pollution Control Act. Well, some not so good news today, I guess. In some good news, we have some nice weather outside, and our forecast, a revised forecast, which came across about noon, calls for partly cloudy skies this afternoon and evening, with a slight chance of a snow flurry or two this evening, but clearing tonight, and then clear to partly cloudy on Thursday. The warm isn't going to last too long. It should be turning colder tonight and Thursday, but it's nice while we can enjoy it. High this afternoon in the lower 40s, with a low tonight near 5 above, a high Thursday in the lower 20s. And winds should be westerly from 20 to 30 miles an hour this afternoon, becoming northwesterly, about the same strength tonight and diminishing late tonight. Outside, as of 3 o'clock, 41 degrees, or 5 degrees above 0 Celsius. Mostly sunny skies, winds out of the northwest at 29, gusting to 42 miles an hour in the Twin Cities. St. Cloud is 37, temperatures began to fall there a little bit, and also in Rochester, temperatures 37 in Rochester, too. And both Rochester and... Rochester's reporting cloudy skies, and St. Cloud has sunny skies at this hour. So a little bit of snow melting outside, but probably not for very long. That's a look at weather and a look at news. It's 13 minutes after 3 o'clock. I'm Kevin St. John, sitting in this afternoon for Alan Stone, and for the rest of this week he'll be on vacation, maybe for the rest of next week, too. We'll have to check that out. So we'll get back into some music and do a little boogie in the afternoon from the new John Mayall album. Talking there, and that was some music from his tour, 1974 album, Greg Allman Tour, and music done by his special guests, Cowboy, Scott Boyer, Tommy Talton, and Randall Bramlett on saxophone, Chuck Level from the Allman Brothers on piano. Some good music, a song called Where Can You Go, Cowboy. Before that, we heard Elton John, Dan Dare, Pilot of the Future, and we heard Little Boogie in the Afternoon from John Mayall. And his newest album, which is called Notice to Appear, John Mayall's with his new group, which he had on his last album, called New Band, New Year, New Company. And it includes Rick Vito on guitar, Larry Taylor on bass, Sugarcane Harris on violin. Jay Spell played organ and electric piano. And on that particular song, we heard Alan Toussaint playing piano and clavinet, and Fender Rhodes, John Mayall doing harmonica and piano and slide guitar, and all kinds of good things. Boogie in the Afternoon, song written by Alan Toussaint and on John Mayall's new album. It's 28 minutes after 3 o'clock, and you're at KQRS in Golden Valley.
Some of the most powerful music Bob Dylan has ever written.
Here comes the story of Eric Kane, the man the authorities came to pay for something.
Some of the most personal music Bob Dylan has ever written. The album is called Desire. It comes soon after the release of the historic Basement Tapes, and surprisingly soon after Blood on the Tracks, the most critically acclaimed Bob Dylan album of all time, up till now. Desire is the new highlight of Bob Dylan's most prolific period ever. It's available now on Columbia Records and Tapes.
Available at everyday low prices at all Twin City Musicland stores and all Zayer Shopper City record departments.
Have it your way. Have it your way. Have it your way at Burger King. If your job is kept too hot, then all you are worn out from shopping, or you simply feel like stopping, have it your way.
Come catch the double feature at Burger King. Get your free double feature punch card at any participating Burger King restaurant. Any regular sandwich you buy gets you one punch. Any double beef sandwich, two punches. 10 punches gets you a free meal. Double beef cheeseburger, regular fries, and regular soft drink. Offer expires March 15th, so get your card today and have it punched each time you buy any delicious Burger King sandwich. Remember, a double beef sandwich gets your card punched twice. Have it your way and punch in for a free meal at Burger King.
All right, I've been asked to pass along to you the fact that there has been a cancellation tonight. If you were planning on heading down to the Caboose Bar to catch a Sleep at the Wheel, really fine group from Texas that does some nice Texas country and swing music, you're out of luck. They canceled out tonight, and the Caboose would like to say they're sorry for that inconvenience if you'd been planning to go see them this last night. They've been here for three nights, Monday, Tuesday, and possibly tonight, but they have canceled definitely tonight, so... you're out of luck to see Asleep at the Wheel tonight. And we'll mention that a couple of other times. But there are some things going on tonight. And if you'll hang around for about 2 hours, Steve Fingerette will be along with his What's Happening in the Twin Cities program at 5:30 tonight. And you can find out some things going down tonight in the Twin Cities. So stick around. This is music from the last record album, Little Feet. Garcia from his brand new album Reflections. It's a couple days old. That song is called They Love Each Other and feature Jerry Garcia on lead guitar, Bob Weir, Phil Lesh, Bill Kreutzmann, Keith Gottschall, and Mickey Hart, who are all Grateful Dead members, and also John Kahn on organ. Some nice music. We're going to hear one more song from that after a couple of messages. First of all, got to tell you about what's happening out at the Bronco Bar tonight. They present a relatively new group called North Coast, which consists of members formerly from such groups as Jasper, Dakota, and Up and Comin'. North Coast emphasizes a good beat with lots of heavy vocals, strong vocals, and lots of variety in their material. Take 494 and Highway 5 West to Chanhassen and the Bronco Bar, where tonight is beer night. The Podium Music and Tobacco Shop in Dinkytown specializes in stringed instruments for everyone, from beginner to professional, guitars, banjos, and dulcimers. Names like Martin, Guild, Gibson, Maya, Hohner harmonicas and recorders too. They have fine briar pipes, imported tobaccos, classical and popular sheet music. Podium people know their products well and would like to know you too. The Podium Music and Tobacco Shop in Dinkytown on 14th Avenue Southeast near the U of M campus.
The most important thing about the way that I look is whether my hair looks right.
Your hair needs all the body it can get. Try good old-fashioned Every Night Balsam Shampoo from Helene Curtis. It's made to put body into your hair instead of taking it out.
You can wash your hair now any night or every night with good old-fashioned Every Night Shampoo.
You and me, babe. Arm in arm, naturally, baby. I like things more natural. Spring water, country living, and Arm & Arm deodorant by Helene Curtis. It protects with baking soda, not harsh chemicals that can sting or stain, and it really works. Now, if you told me a lot of people are switching to Arm & Arm with baking soda, I'd say it's only natural. You and me, babe. Arm & Arm naturally, babe.
Got a couple of film happenings going on tonight. First of all, there is going to be a showing of Grapes of Wrath at 8 o'clock tonight in the North Star Ballroom of the Student Center at the University of Minnesota on the St. Paul campus. Starts at 8 o'clock, and that's in their Social Issues of the 20th Century film series, a film retrospective. Also, the Choreogram Dance Studio at 725 4th Street Southeast is going to be presenting a number of films tonight. Free Movement Expression, Aqua Viva, Moore's Pavan, which is done by the Jose Limon Dance Company, Lament, A Time to Dance, Language of Movement, and Paul Taylor, An Artist and His Work. The movies get underway at 7:30 tonight, and again, that's at the Choreogram Dance Studio, 725 4th Street Southeast. And finally, a couple of Soviet films, the Soviet Cinema Today series at the Bell Museum of Natural History tonight, features at 7:30, a film called Pirosmani, and at 9:15, Beware Automobile. It's presented by the U Film Society at the Bell Museum. And I believe Casablanca is being shown tonight at 9 o'clock at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts, so you may want to check that out. That's at 9 o'clock. And a 7 o'clock film at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts is Home in Indiana. So some good films coming up. And as I said a little earlier, if you tune in at 5:30 tonight here on KQ, Steve Fingerett will be here with a list of all the films, music, theater, and dance going on in the Twin Cities tonight. It's a good program to listen to, and you may want to check it out with a pencil and paper in hand, because sometimes he goes kind of fast. We've got more music from Jerry Garcia, another song from his new album, Reflections. This one is called I'll Take a Melody, and was written by Alan Toussaint. Jerry Garcia with a song from his new album, Reflections, called I'll Take a Melody. And before that, we heard Jerry Garcia again with a song called They Love Each Other. John Martin did Clutches. We heard from Leon Russell, Can't Get Over Losing You. Hometown Man from Joy of Cooking, an old album titled Castles. And Little Feet did Mercenary Territory way, way back. It's 4 minutes after 4 o'clock, and you're at KQRS AM and FM stereo from Golden Valley.
Right now, Kurzweil Ski Shop, Highway 100 and 34th Avenue North, is featuring special prices on all Lang boots and skis. As a matter of fact, Kurzweil's entire ski selection is good. However, you'd be wise to do your shopping now, as additional equipment will not be available later. And for an excellent buy, ask about the special prices on Lang equipment, both boots and skis, at Kurzweil Ski Shop, Highway 100, 34th Avenue North.
Living can be more beautiful the year-round with green plants from Bachmann's. This is January, and that means that Bachmann's is having their annual January green plant sale with 20% off on all green plants. The experienced people at Bachmann's will help you select those plants having the qualities you admire. So for any spot in your home that needs a little more nature indoors, don't forget Bachmann's January green plant sale. All green plants are 20% off. Make sure you visit a Bachmann's store soon, because the sale ends Saturday.
Thank you. We have a brand new album in from John McLaughlin and the Mahavishnu Orchestra. Came out yesterday, I guess, and it was put into our library just moments ago. It's called Inner Worlds, and we'll get to some music from that new album after a couple of news stories in the news today. An oil company executive says pipelines that would carry oil ashore from the first wells off the East Coast will not threaten the coast. Mobil Oil president William Tavularis testified today at a federal hearing in Atlantic City, New Jersey. After appearing at the hearing, he told reporters that two 48-inch pipelines are going to be no threat to a long coast. Earlier, he had testified at a Bureau of Land Management hearing on its proposal to sell oil and gas leases off the coast of New Jersey and Delaware. New Jersey Governor Brendan Byrne and officials of neighboring states have expressed fears that the offshore drilling would have a detrimental impact on the shore, particularly from the pipelines. The wells would be sunk at least 54 miles out to sea. Tuvaleros denied the pipelines would be a threat to the summer resorts along the coast. And if they're put in, I guess we'll see. An oil spill in the Mississippi River near downtown Minneapolis has killed at least 100 ducks. The State Department of Natural Resources issued that report today, saying the spill may have continued for at least 1 week without any major effort to halt it. The state agency was first notified of the spill yesterday and found oil flowing out of a city storm sewer near a Stone Arch Railroad bridge. The source of the oil and how much was spilled has not been determined, but staffers of the State Pollution Control Agency and the Minneapolis Water Department are searching for the source. A Natural Resources Department worker, Howard Korsch, said the oil appeared to be number 2 fuel oil. He said the exact type was not known. He said about 100 mallard ducks died from the effects of the oil. Again, it's near downtown under a Stone Arch Railroad bridge today. Other Minnesota news. The Minnesota team in the North American Soccer League has chosen a nickname, the Kicks, after receiving 3,500 suggestions in a name contest. The team colors, also announced today, will be orange, blue denim, and white. Play in the Pro Soccer League is to begin in April. The Minnesota team played in Denver last year as the Denver Dynamos, and now they're going to be named the Minnesota Kicks. Among the rejected team nicknames, the Jerks, the Blizzards, the Icebergs, and the Mosquitoes. I think Mosquitoes would have been a good one. Minnesota Mosquitoes. Because we start getting some big ones in April. Mosquitoes. Well, southwesterly winds carried a lot warmer air into Minnesota in the last 24 hours, and strong northwesterly winds now are carrying cold air into the state again. A cold front moving south across Minnesota from Canada heralds a switch to northwesterly winds of 20 to 40 miles an hour this afternoon and evening. Strong winds are also expected to produce some drifting snow in the evening hours. Snow that fell over the northeastern sections of Minnesota tapered off to flurries today. Tonight will be mostly clear and colder, with increasing cloudiness and a new chance of snow expected to move into the region tomorrow. So, for the Twin Cities, we'll be looking for clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with a low near 5 above, and increasing cloudiness and colder temperatures on Thursday with highs in the lower 20s and snow likely tomorrow night and warmer with lows Thursday night from 14 to 18. There's a chance of snow continuing Friday with a high in the mid-20s and some fairly brisk winds diminishing tonight, becoming light and variable early tomorrow. Probability of measurable precipitation is going to be up to 60% on Thursday night. And as of 4 o'clock, temperature in St. Cloud, 33 degrees with winds gusting to 35 miles an hour, clear skies in St. Cloud. It's cloudy in Rochester, 37 is the temperature, with winds gusting to 34 miles an hour. And in the Twin Cities, skies are sunny. We have a temperature of 40 degrees now. That's 4 degrees above on the Celsius scale. Winds from the northwest at 29, gusting to 41 miles an hour. So the temperature has begun to fall a little bit in the Twin Cities, and we should be having some clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with a low near 5 above. That's a look at news and weather. I'm Kevin St. John. It's 10 minutes after 4 o'clock. And as promised, some music from the new Mahavishnu Orchestra album out on Columbia Records came out in the Columbia Records shipment yesterday, and it was just put on the air a few minutes ago by our music director, Jim Larkin. So here are some songs from the new Mahavishnu John McLaughlin album. The Mahavishnu Orchestra includes Michael Walden, Ralph Armstrong, Mike Walden and Stu Goldberg and Ralph Armstrong and a few other people playing here, if I can find them. Well, I'll tell you about it later, but those are the core group for the Mahavishnu Orchestra.